Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Ryan Kennedy, an unemployed carpenter who lives in Anchorage.
In the wintertime, carpenters are often out of work, so that's what kind of I am. I was born here. I mean, I just didn't see any compelling reason to leave, although I've been thinking of changing that. I'm really alarmed about the economy, and I told you I'm a carpenter. I've read that the capital budget is going to go down, like, tremendously, and that's like a death sentence for construction. So, you know, I mean, I just have to. Wyoming, I was thinking, or Montana. I guess, you know, it's same kind of like a frontier. I've been to the big cities and stuff. I don't care for that. I used to work for the Census Bureau, and there's a tremendous amount of inflow and outflow of population. People like try to pretend that Alaska is something special. I don't know if it is, really. I hate to say it, but, you know, it's just, it's a lot like the lower 48 in a lot of respects, I think. Alaskans have a very inflated sense of their statehood, and that's because it's separate from the rest of the United States. But what I'm saying is that's sort of a fiction, I think, that the cycling through of people is so much that, you know, we don't have an accent like people in the East or the South or anything like that. It's kind of like people come here and they adopt the place. You know, and I don't feel that because I was born here. So in a way, so I found that the people who are most gung-ho about being an Alaskan are people who moved here, you see.
Ryan Kennedy lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.